Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, something a little more important right now is how you get to work on Friday if you rely on Metra. As you know, there is a railway strike that is pending that could start at 12:01 a.m. Friday morning. Amtrak has suspended some of their lines, specifically long distance trains if you were leaving Chicago and going to L.A. because they said they don't want people to be stranded mid-trip if this strike does take place. And everybody we've talked to seems to think that it probably will. Michael Gillis is our guy, our spokesperson at Metra. What is Metra doing? I mean, do you think, Michael, that this strike is going to take place?
I don't want to
work
the probability of that out. It is a possibility, and so that's why we felt we should warn our riders that there could be impacts on their service Friday. And so we put out a message this morning warning them about the potential for this. There's a lot of uncertainty out there, of course, so we will hope to, provide more information as soon as we get it.
So you sent all the Metra riders an email, and does that mean that Metra could be shut down completely if the strike does take place at 12:01 a.m. on Friday morning?
No. You know what a lot of people don't understand about Metra is we're sort of a patchwork of different ownership and operations and dispatching. Many of our lines have some freight involvement, but not all of them. So four lines, the three Union Pacific lines and the BNSF line, those are owned, operated, dispatched, completely controlled by freight railroads that would be subject to this work stoppage. So if there is a strike, those lines would not have any service.
Michael, are you working?
Two lines.
I'm sorry, go ahead,
completely
Michael.
Under our control. So those will operate. And then the other five we're still trying to figure out.
Are you working with Pace or CTA or anyone else to come up with contingency routes, or if it's the case that the rail lines are shut down, it's just that they're going to be shut down?
Yeah, I mean, it would be very hard for either one of those of our sister agencies to, accommodate the number of riders that would fit on one train.
I got to ask you about this too, Michael. Michael is the director of communications for Metra. We're talking about the railway strike, but later on in the show, Kevin Wallace, who is the mayor of Bartlett, Illinois, is going to join us. And he, along with some other Northwest suburban mayors and first responders and business owners, are opposed to the massive $31 billion railroad merger. Metra has come out in opposition against that as well. Have you not?
Yes, we definitely have, and I was there last night at the meeting where I watched all those mayors and fire officials and police officials describe their fears over this merger.
Will Metra actively be involved in trying to stop it?
We are actively challenging the application before the Surface Transportation Board. We have filed our objections to the merger and requested that the STB consider the issues we have with the application, and if they do approve it, approve some mitigation measures that we request specifically to address our concerns.
Michael, I don't want to make more trouble for you, but if when would the Friday commuters, when do you think you would know if the trains are going to be up and running?
I just don't know the answer to that, but I suspect it will be sometime at the last minute. There's a possibility they could settle. There's a possibility that they could extend the cooling off period. I think probably we're in for sort of a last minute decision about this.
And have you done any thinking about, and this is probably the unfair question, but if, say, the Metra lines are shut down for a week, if you're holding a monthly pass to you, will there be some sort of compensation, some sort of make good, or is that just too far down the road?
Yeah, it is sort of too far down the road. I don't know that we've thought about that. you know, if there is a stoppage, the sort of conventional wisdom is it would be very short. You know, let's cross our hands or cross our fingers that it doesn't happen. And if it does happen, it is short.
Michael Gillis is director of communications for Metra. An impending railroad strike is possibly happening at 12:01 a.m. on Friday. That would impact Metra. You said it would not impact all the lines, but are all Metra employees, all your engineers, your operators, are they union employees?
Yes, they are.
So it seems to me as union employees, even though some lines were not shut down, they might stand in solidarity and not show up for work to stand with their union or unions that do the same type of work they do?
Yeah, I would hope that would not be the case. We are hoping that, you know, the lines that we control and there is no freight interaction, that we will be able to operate.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. You're always so gracious to take our phone call, even when you've got tough news to deliver.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll keep you up to date on that. Coming up, we'll talk to Tom Skilling about those geysers. Yes, it looked like Old Faithful in Chicago on Sunday. The slip and slide that was the Bears game. What Tom hasn't done in the 50 years that he has lived in Chicago. That's all on the way after Steve's newscast next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.